tells me when it's time for bed.
Good morning. You're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mark Fairby. I'm back from a two-week holiday. I'm very glad to be back on the radio. Stay tuned because we've got a pretty awesome show. We've got Reggie Blacko, the local, great local band that's going to be coming in the studio to play some songs for you, as well as director of Random Laughter from the Deep Coast Stage, Michael Jarvis, will be on the line.
Can I tell you about the first time I saw her? Can love at first sight be true? She turned back and smiled at me. Seemed to feel the same way too. There ain't nothing greater than them skies above. Well, okay, that much is true. I know you've heard it all before, my friend, but, well, hey, you know the way that girls do the things they do. That girl can do anything, I believe it's true. Yeah, girl, you got the magic in you. That girl can do anything, I believe it's true. Yeah, there's nothing better than we two. Later, and I see her out with a friend, and I couldn't help myself, and so I just sat and stared at the two of them. There's something from way deep down inside of me, right there, my feet, they started walking. Well, I swear I thought I was gonna cause a scene, but I just walked right up, my lips, they started talking. That girl can do anything, I believe it's true. Yeah, girl, you got the magic in you. That girl can do anything, I believe it's true. Yeah, there's nothing better than we two. Believe it either. You see the two of us walking down the road hand in hand, and I'm here to tell you when she looks at me, well, I know I finally found my long lost friend. That girl can do anything, I believe it's true. Whoa. Yeah, girl, I see the magic in you. That girl can do anything, I believe it's true. Whoa. Believe it's true. Say, girl, you got the magic in you. That girl can do anything. Yes, I know it's true. Yeah, there's nothing better than it to do. but now it's getting old. The way you seem to reappear when I start moving on. Well, I heard you're at some parties, getting high with my friends. Okay, maybe it's kind of funny you started smoking weed again. Nowadays I get up around 8 or 9 o'clock. I've been real productive, I've been writing songs and I've been singing a lot. Well, I don't do half the stupid things I did behind your back. In fact, since you have been away, I've had no use for that. Each other over the phone. One night you were so drunk that you said you could be with me forever. And I thought I was so cool when I said, my dear, that'd be my pleasure. But towards the end then, we really lost our steam. I felt such a disconnect from everything. In my sleep, I wouldn't dream. But now I don't feel so damn heartless anymore. Yes, I feel a passion I didn't believe in before.
Thank you. This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Yeah.
Good morning. You're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Mark Farabee. I just came back from my two-week break, so this is the first show in, well, a couple weeks. Just came back from the Burning Man Festival in Nevada. It was pretty wild and crazy, and I think I've gotten a little wilder and crazier myself. But we're live in studio right now with Jeremy Brakes and Scott Perry of a local band called Reggie Blackout. How are you guys doing this morning?
Very, very good, man. Yeah,
it's early, but we're all right.
Awesome.
So was there anything they did at Burning Man in like early mornings to wake up, you know, and like...
And to warm up my voice for the day?
Well, I don't know, yeah. Were there any like rituals or anything that they did, in the desert out there?
I'm sure there were, but there was probably about 40,000 people out there this year, so...
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty... It was growing. It was a lot of people out there.
What was your highlight as far as a band you've seen?
far as a band?
Yeah.
Actually, it's funny you asked me that, because I actually saw... can't even remember his name, but I got a CD from a guy who was playing at the Center Camp, which is kind of the folky, kind of acoustic stage. But I forgot to bring the CD because I wanted to play a tune off the CD, but I blew it. So it'll have to be next week.
Next week.
All right.
Something for the listeners to tune into. Hey, yeah. Keep them coming back for more.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice, man.
Yeah, but... yeah, no, it was actually funny because there was a lot of camps that had a live drum set and like PA system and stuff, and I brought some of my gear down there, but there's so many distractions, I didn't manage to get out my stuff and have too many jams, but it was a good time.
All right.
Good time. So before we get going here, I should probably just mention what we started the show off with. We started off with That Girl from Fatty Fatty and the Roaches, another great band off their latest Stanley. We also heard King Kong and the Barbecue Show. That was Animal Party off of Invisible Girl. We also heard three songs from a few bands are going to be playing out here at UBC for the AMS Welcome Back Barbecue. So I figured there's going to be three bands playing. I might as well play a track from each of them. We heard, we heard Heartless from a band called Fake Problems. We also heard I Was Born from the Menzingers, as well as Great Expectations from a band called Gaslight Anthem, who will be headlining tonight at the McInnes Field out here at UBC for the AMS Welcome Back Barbecue. I don't know any of those bands, but that didn't sound too bad.
Anthem.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they're a local band. Let's see here. I'm not sure. Yeah, no, they're playing some big shows at the Commodore Ballroom tomorrow night.
All right.
That's exciting.
Yeah, we're opening for them, actually.
Oh, you are?
No, I'm just kidding.
Should I call them and let them know?
Yeah, we're totally going to be there. Come check it out.
Awesome. I should also mention I threw in a little track there from Dr. Dog. Yes, off of Shame Shame, that was Shadow People, one of my faves. They're going to be playing at the Vogue Theater October 30th, and I will be attending that show. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's general admission, and tickets are, I think, under $20, so it's a pretty sweet deal to see a pretty good band. But moving on, yes, once again, we are live in studio with Reggie Blackout, which is the name of the band. And, so you guys just played a show last night at Café Montmartre.
Montmartre, yes. Good French accent.
Well, thank you. How was that show last night?
Very good. Yeah, it was the first sort of acoustic show we've played, I guess, in a little while, really. We've been doing a lot of...
Since last weekend, you mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
It's unfortunate that this radio show came a day after, because your next show's not for a couple weeks now. You're playing Café du Soleil?
Yes. Yeah, some good shows coming up, though, to keep an eye out for sure. Café du Soleil, October 2nd.
Yeah.
And then I guess the next sort of big one after that will be October. We haven't posted it yet, but we'll do like a... sort of a tour kickoff at the Railway Club downtown on October 24th.
Okay.
And then we're going to be out on the road for a couple of weeks through BC, and we'll kind of go on another tour. So
nice. Now, you guys just recently finished
Another tour. You were touring around a bit, interior BC and whatnot.
It's been our motto or a bit of a theme for this year. We've just been trying to tour a lot and play lots of shows and kind of get out there.
Nice. Now, I saw a little video that you had on your Facebook page. You were at some road stop or something. I think you were on your way to Prince George or something. You were just giving a little update and saying something about if you guys know anybody who's having a house party and want a band to play. Did that video lead to any house party play?
I managed to fill it in, I think. But
at the time we sort of this last tour, it sort of came together at the last minute, and we were literally looking for sort of somewhere to play, somewhere to crash, you know. But we ended up pulling. I think we played Fernie that night or something.
I think Fernie went through that night.
It came together. So
nice.
Yeah, it was.
I like Fernie.
Me too. Fernie's a great place.
Fernie. Cool,
man.
Well, let's get a little background from you, Scott. You're a fairly multi-talented guy. I mean, you got your guitar right here, but you play the trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
You also play the kazoo.
Certainly.
And now, is it true? Do you have a little bit of a theater background yourself?
Absolutely. Yep. Mm-hmm. Theater, acting. You know, I've done all sorts of things, to do with acting. Theater has sort of been my main gig for the last few years. My most recent part being Bat Boy, in Bat Boy the Musical, where I shaved my head and donned the fangs and the ears, and it was quite the role to play, that's for sure. But it was probably one of my favorite roles I've ever done.
Where was that production happening?
It was running at the Norman Rothstein Theater at 41st and Oak.
Okay.
It was a really beautiful theater there. It's like a Jewish community center.
Yeah, I think
well.
I saw the Full Monty there.
Yeah, so
back.
The same company that did the Full Monty did Bat Boy back in April.
Okay.
And it was great, so.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, are you got any other theater shows that you got have in the future?
Actually, no theater, but I'm going to be on set next week shooting a new series, an episode of a new series called Endgame that's just starting in Vancouver. And,
busy
kinda,
boy.
Trying to keep busy. Yeah, exactly, man. Exactly.
Cool, man. So, what else was I going to say here? Can't quite remember. Jeremy, you're from... You're a Prince Georgie Porgy boy, eh?
Yes, I am. It's been a while. Been down here about 5 years now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So,
four of those have been playing music with this guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome. So, I saw in another interview that you guys did at the Rondell or Cafe or something.
That's an old one.
Yeah, well yeah. Oh, I guess so. It was new to me.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's probably, well, I don't know, three or 4 years old. That was sort of...
Yeah, definitely.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Back in the day, man.
Cool. Nice. But, so, I mean, in that interview, you said something about... You kind of started off, playing metal.
I grew up like in a pretty musical family. I did, my dad was a blues musician and he kind of got me in. He owned a music store, so I grew up with a music store at my disposal.
Nice.
And, oh, bloody blah, blah, man.
It was nice. So I acquired guitar early and I kind of got into hard rock bands and then kind of started to get more into music that had more groove and a bit more feel. Not that metal doesn't. I'm not slamming metal, but I just kind of grew out of it. And then I kind of moved down here and started playing more folk. And then I picked up the banjo and developed a love for that. And songwriting in general, I started writing more songs. And so me and Scott kind of clicked. And we've wrote a handful of tunes over the last 3-4 years. And yeah.
And now it's happening.
Now it's happening, man.
All the way up to GM Plays. You guys played, or Rogers House or whatever.
Rogers Arena or whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
I still can't understand when they call it that. What the hell is Rogers Arena?
I know, it was weird.
Who is this Roger guy?
So, well, when it was still GM Place, we played a gig there. And you know, honestly, we'd have to give credit to our old bass player, Colin Medhurst, because he's a Richmond fireman. And what sort of the criteria to be able to audition to be able to play, because it was for the World Police and Fire Games, was
right.
you had to have a member of your group that was either a policeman or a fireman, or so. Fantastic bass player, really great guy, and he's probably not listening right now, but if he is by chance, it was really because of him that we ended up playing that gig. So
nice.
It was such an experience.
Yeah,
it was cool. Yeah.
And so I saw a video of one song that you guys did. Did you only get to play one song, or you get to play a full set, or what?
No, literally one song.
Just one song.
Yeah. But three times. So we got to really get a feel for what it was like to be up on the big stage and with the big sound and everything.
Cool. So you're ready for a stadium tour now?
Yeah, man. I'm ready my whole life.
Yeah, if anyone wants to take us.
Yeah. Well, I told you we're opening, at the Commodore tonight, so.
Oh no, that's tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow night, yeah, sorry. Well, no, tonight too, you didn't.
It's tonight. Yeah. Oh, I gotta write this stuff down.
Yeah, you better, man.
Awesome. Cool, well, maybe we should get a tune out of you guys, what do you say?
All right. Well, let's try it, see what happens.
Okay. Play a new one.
Me, because it's super early.
And this is a super happy song.
Yeah, the warm-up song. So, all right. Well, I should just mention once again, you're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM, live in studio with a great local band called Reggie Blackout, the two members, founding members, Scott Perry and Jeremy Breaks.
Long time ago, in a land far away, it was a simpler life, some would say. Living without computers or cell phones or cars, they'd probably look around today and think that we're on Mars. Yeah, this is not Mars, no, this is the Earth. And truth, have they been launched into space in a rocket phone booth? Oh, are they floating around up there trying to make a call? When they finally get through, they put on hold for the gall. Oh, the nerve of some of us living on this.
Woo! Awesome.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning to you too. So that was a new track that's not recorded yet. Well, I mean it is now because I'm gonna podcast it. And
all right.
And the whole awesome. World can listen again.
Sweet man.
Yeah. So I mean, you guys got you have two releases.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one that you brought in for me this morning is called Meet You on the Other Side. Now, this is an EP, but it is the freshest of the...
Officially not released. Our goal at this point is to actually go back into the studio in November and record another five or so songs to you know, essentially make it a full album.
Right.
You know, we're just raising money right now to, you know, kind of... Head back in, right?
And record these songs that we're gonna play for you. Some of them, anyway.
Exactly. Exactly. Just yeah, but you know, but we had a great time. We recorded it here in Vancouver at a place called Vertical Studios.
Yeah.
With a really fine gentleman by the name of Tom Dobransky, who plays in a local band, a Vancouver band. They're doing really well for themselves. They're called the Zolas.
Right.
Fantastic guy. Just a great producer. Really, really great musician. And we're hoping to go back in November and do some more recordings with them. So
nice. I have a feeling I have seen the Zolas on our playlist here at CITR. So yeah. maybe during the break I'll try and dig it up and we can have a little listen to your producer's work.
Yeah, that's a great idea, man. Fantastic.
Cool. So this is the second release, Meet You on the Other Side. And yeah. Before that, you also put out your debut album called The Leap in the spring of 2009.
We did, yeah.
And so did you do a tour with that one as well?
Yeah.
I think a couple.
Yeah, we toured a couple times just, you know. Yeah, I mean, as... I don't know what I'm trying to say here. Yes. I don't know. I lost my train of thought.
More coffee.
Awesome. Oh, man. Cool. Well,
it was what I was going to say was, yeah, I mean, the Leap was, you know, essentially the birth of Reggie Blackout, you know, is there's some songs in there sort of I wouldn't call it a concept album or anything, but it was really just about sort of coming into the world and taking a leap of faith, and for us that was, you know, creating that album and being, you know, doing what we do best, write songs, and you know, so
yeah,
we had a lot of help making that first record, and a lot of like the producer and the engineers did it really cheap, and it took a while, but you know, we're really lucky.
I'm really proud of it too. Yeah. You know, like it for our first album, like it was, you know, it's very eclectic. Like there's a very eclectic mix, you know, kind of from sort of swing to reggae, and there's even a funk tune on there, and it's a really fun album though, and there's, you know, some good tunes. So
nice.
Yeah, you can get that one on iTunes and at like CD Baby as well.
Yeah.
If you're interested in checking it out.
Cool. Yeah, and also you can find all the links to that on your website, sure. ReggieBlackout.com.
Sure can. Yeah.
Yes. No, I wanted to ask you too about, now Reggie Blackout is the name of the band, but you also mentioned in another interview that it is some sort of character, and there is this little black-ish man that is on the cover of, well, this EP that I'm holding, Meet You on the Other Side. But also, I was looking at the artwork. I think I believe it's the artwork from your last one, The Leap.
Mm-hmm.
Who kind of developed this little kind of branded character?
My basically, I kind of thought of the name on the bus one day. It's from a TV series called Dead Like Me, and there's this little girl in there named Reggie, which is actually a pop country star now, oddly enough, the girl that played that character. But I thought on the bus, and I called my friend in Prince George named Luke, and he's an artist, and he kind of sketched something up for me, and we kind of developed it from there. And then my friend Milton Muller, who's a special effects artist for TV and film, he drew that. He took his own version of it and drew that up and did the whole cover for us. And,
yeah, cool.
And a couple other drawings. Like we have a New York Reggie and what other versions of
it
do we have? A couple different ones.
Yeah.
Ones we sketched up for shirts, like Breaking Free of the Chains.
There's even a little Reggie flower.
Like, and Scott's pot. Friend actually made us some dolls recently.
Yeah. Reggie dolls, man. Awesome. Yeah, yeah. That's sort of been a concept we've been playing with for a little while, actually. It's fun, you know, because he's a sort of character, right, that we wanted to create to sort of embody our music and give us a bit of a mascot, so to speak, a bit of a logo, sort of, right? So it's something we're still developing and exploring, but we really like the name, and so it's, you know, we're going to stick with it. And, you know, we just changed the spelling from, you know, Reggie's usually spelled R-E-G-G-I-E, right? And we were like, well, what can we do to mix it up a little bit? Yeah. So we took the word edgy, like E-D-G-Y, because our music's so edgy. Fun, I don't know. And just put an R in front of it, you know? So Reggie Blackout. And he's sort of like this everyman character, you know? I think Reggie's inside all of us, so.
Nice.
You know, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, it'd be cool.
Was that actually... everyman.
Every man.
Ben
I wonder if Ben's listening right now.
Probably not.
Played a show last night with Ben.
I'm
every
sure
man.
He's in bed.
Yeah, probably.
What do you think this little Reggie man could? I think it'd be great in a music video, sort of an animated.
Thought about it, but haven't had the budget for it yet.
Yeah,
right. Well, I was also going to mention that because you guys have two or three pretty nicely done music videos up. One for like Penguins Do, and what's the other one?
Who am I?
Yeah.
The Leap. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But now, I was fairly impressed by like Penguins Do, because it follows you guys around someone's house.
My place, actually.
That's your house.
And
okay. Yeah.
It's done in one shot too.
Yeah, and that's it was pretty well. How many times did it take to rehearse that?
Six or seven.
Well, yeah, 6 or 7 takes, and we met like a couple days before and kind of just sketched out the rough idea of where this room to this room, and we could do this and duck under the camera here, and you know, just try to get an idea of the flow of the whole thing. But then we just took about 6 takes, and then we were like, well, it's raining, I guess we gotta stop, and then we just picked the best one, and that was it.
Losing light, drums are in the backyard. It's raining.
So it was. Nice. It's great. It's a fun video. We want to do something just really fun, you know, and kind of playful. It's a really fun song too. So I think it really suits the song a lot.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then there's another one for Who Am I? That was it done by some students at Columbia Academy?
There's two actually. There's one we did at the Columbia Academy, which is great. And then there's one that I sort of edited on my Mac
with a handheld
that I put together, and that's really fun too. The one at the Columbia Academy is, you know. You know, it was all done with pro cameras and dolly rigs and shot inside a studio. And, you know, there's some really neat effects in there. There's a sequence where my clothes change and stuff. And that's probably one of my favorite parts in the video. It's pretty neat. I'm walking down Commercial Drive in the video. There's some green screen stuff in the back. And, it's really fun, too. It's really, really fun.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, I look forward to seeing the next one, because the first two were pretty good.
Awesome.
Cool, all right. Well, let me take a quick little break here, and then we'll come right back with a little bit more of Reggie Blackout. And actually, well, maybe we'll come back with Jason Paulette and his Toronto Tracks of the Week.
Sweet.
So stay tuned, because we got a lot more goodness coming up.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and Discorder Magazine and Vivo Media present The Extreme Animals Sit Down. Music is a question with no answer. Extreme Animals present a mashup of live music, video, stage theatrics, and global meltdowns. Their newest performance delves into the world of tween culture and the current obsession with the infinite hall of mirrors known as Forever Young. The Extreme Animals Sit Down. Music is a question with no answer. Sunday, September 12th, 8 p.m. is reception. Show at 9 p.m. at Vivo, 1965 Main Street. Brought to you by CITR and Discorder Magazine.
All right. We're already back on Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9. FM, and yes, it is that time for
and now, live From Toronto, Ontario, Canada, it's time for Toronto Tracks with Jason the Bear Paulette.
Good morning, Jason.
Good day, Mark.
How you doing?
Doing well. How's it going?
Pretty good.
What's up, Reggie Blackout?
Much, man. How you doing?
Not too bad. I've been listening to the show. You guys sound great.
Thanks, dude.
No worries.
So what's shaking down in Toronto way? You know what? Actually, I should mention something before we move on. I keep telling everybody that you're in Toronto, but no, you're not in Toronto yet.
I'm on the outskirts. I go in and out of the city.
Okay.
That's the way it is. Cool. But, it's still jumping. It's happening. This weekend, I'm going to be going downtown to check out the Cabbage Town Festival, big art festival in the city. And it's a big art festival weekend. There's the Junction Art Festival as well. Down near High Park here, and Run with the Kittens is playing at the main stage. I believe we had them as a Toronto track a few weeks ago. So
yes,
those guys out.
I do recall.
There's always something to do in the city here, but rent's a little cheaper on the outskirts. But actually, I got another job that I'm starting on Monday in the city, so I'll be there a lot more often.
Cool. Working on a film set or something.
Yeah, totally. I got a job as a driver for a children's television production company for they're doing some animated live action TV show pilot, and yeah, it's a pretty good gig, and it's there's some musical people involved, and I'm a film person, so works
nice
for me. Gives me more time and more money to do what I gotta do.
Yes. To make your way back out to Vancouver so I don't have to sit here and look at the wall all the time.
Yeah, no, buddy. I already got it all budgeted out, man. That paycheck is already budgeted out with money for Vancouver. You will see me before you know it.
Awesome.
But yeah, I got some music for you guys to check out here. Got some folk rock and some indie rock. I'll just run through them for you. First one I have is a fellow named Dave Murray. He plays with Brett Caswell and the Marquis Rose, who we also had as Toronto Tracks a few weeks ago.
Yes.
But he's released a solo EP called Any Day Now. And, yeah, it's really nice. It's pretty mellow. And it's nice folky morning music for the Friday sunrise if you want to check out Any Day Now. You can also check him out at MySpace/RichmondWitchMusic. And got Bahamas for you. A really nice band, some more folky kind of stuff. The song that I want you guys to play is it's really nice, man. It makes me feel so good and warm inside. It's called Whole Wide World, and it's a good track. They're a pretty popular band out here.
Yeah, I saw, it was, when was it, back in March, I believe, when it was Jason Collette was touring.
Yeah.
He was touring with Zeus and Bahamas. And,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, Zeus and Bahamas, they do a lot of stuff together. Bahamas is a fellow named Afi Jervenen. Hope I got the last name right. And yeah, he toured with Feist and Jason Collette. And actually, I believe he might have been roommates with Jason Collette, according to the bio that I read. He they were touring in 2008. He collected all his songs for an album called Pink Strats, which he released, and now he's got his own thing going on. He's actually going to be in Kelowna in B.C. At the Kelowna Community Theater on September 21st, if you want to check that out. If anybody gets a chance to Kelowna, he'll do a little Okanagan wine tour and check out some music.
Awesome.
Yeah, and you can also check him out at MySpace/BahamasBreeze. Really good stuff. And Zeus is my other choice for the Toronto Tracks this week. Great band. I can't remember the name of the track right now, but one of their songs is on a television commercial out here. Just a catchy tune. But they're great. They work together with Bahamas and Jason Collette, and they're super popular out here as well. They're playing on Tuesday at Leafs Palace, and they will be in Vancouver as well on Monday, October 4th at the 560 Club. So, they're worth checking out.
Yeah, they were. That was the one thing, because I went to that show with that Jason Collette, Zeus and Bahamas show, and one thing, I was pretty happy to see Zeus. They were very multi-talented group of musicians, and throughout the whole show, they were kept switching instruments. They were jumping around, like, you know,
nice.
On this song, this guy plays bass, and this one, you know, they're just swapping instruments the whole show. It was pretty nice. Cool.
Sweet.
Yeah, no, that's awesome, man. Good performances, multi-talented. I'm so envious of multi-talented musicians. I'm still working on five chords, you know? Awesome when you see it, when you see it work, though.
Yes.
But yeah, so check those guys out. And if you get a chance, check out their album, Say Us. There's 12 great tracks on it. And you can check them out at themusicofzeus.com.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah, sounds... yeah, man. Just play that stuff, man. Get it going on. Have a great show. I'll let you get back to your chit-chat and your awesome acoustics. And save a seat for me, my friend, because I'm coming back.
All right. Well, Scott and Jeremy are keeping your chair warm right now.
It's keep toasty. Those cozy for me, boys.
Get them warmed up in Toronto for us. Hey, we're coming out there soon.
Oh, when are you guys coming out here?
Soon.
Soon.
We're hoping early next year.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I may still be here. I'm thinking of actually being here till the spring. So cool. You guys can, if you want to send me a little email at jason@vanmusic.ca. Maybe I can come out to your show and get another little interview with you guys and see how things are going for the tour.
That'd be awesome, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Sweet.
And while I'm plugging vanmusic.ca, let me just plug that a little more. Make sure y'all check out vanmusic.ca for obviously Vancouver's best independent music and the new stuff we got coming on and that we're posting from Toronto and for all the podcasts for the Friday Sunrise and the Morning After show.
Excellent.
Excellent. Yeah, if you want to submit your band to get on Friday Sunrise or on Van Music, just send out your bios and your music to FridaySunrise@vanmusic.ca and Toronto@vanmusic.ca if you are listening in the T-Dot right now.
Cool, man.
Cool.
All right. Well, sounds good to me.
All right, gentlemen. Well, have a great show.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, man. Happy Friday.
Yeah, well, until next week, my friend.
Until next week, my friend.
Okay.
All right, cheers.
All right. So I guess we're going to start off this little Toronto Tracks segment with a track from Dave Murray. This is Any Day Now. Thank you.
come my way. Any day now, it'll come my way.
Makes it all harder than it was before. No, you've changed over time. You need to realize. let you go with her.
All right. We're back on Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Live in studio with Reggie Blackout.
Here we are.
Here we are. Yes, indeed. I should probably turn your microphones on.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. Excellent. So, yeah.
Still feels early.
I'm pretty sure it still is.
Yeah, let's. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's about 8:30. Yeah,
it's still early.
It's only an hour later than it was an hour ago.
Hey, Dan Mangan can do it. I heard him last Saturday. I heard him playing on CBC at like 7:30 or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
He sounded hot. It was good.
Nice. Yeah, as long as you get a little warmed up, I suppose.
Yeah.
A couple coffees in ya.
So this song is another new one. It's called When You Were a Kid. Probably should adjust my microphone here. There we go.
Spinning round inside my head from when I was growing up, way back when I was just a boy. And life was filled with joy, yeah. Feels like I came here to this planet from another world, and I don't know if I can take it. Feel like a pearl being tossed around. Don't try to tell me that you don't believe in love. Don't you remember when you were a kid? All the joy you felt from all the laughing you did. Us grow up so fast and forget that we were once carefree and young. And life was all about having fun. Oh, don't try to tell me that you don't believe in love.
Awesome. So that's a new track, another previously unrecorded track that so is that one you thinking you're hoping to add to the your latest EP?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. That and the first one too, Contemplation, definitely.
So when you guys head back to the studio, are you going to be working with Tom Dobransky?
Dobransky, yeah.
Yeah, we definitely would like to.
Yeah. Nice. That's the plan at this point, and we're just sort of working out the details right now, trying to figure out all the details. But we'd love to. He was fantastic to work with, and really great guy.
Nice.
Got a beautiful space too that he built his own studio basically. So
he's building a new one apparently.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a while before it's done, but
bigger and better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Well, I see that you actually dug out his Tom's CD from the Zolas.
Yeah.
Did you want to hear a track from that before we get Michael Jarvis on the line to talk a little bit about...
Sure.
Yeah?
Sounds good. In the Zolas, Tom is he's a songwriter with Zach. They both write the songs together, and he's a piano player, so and he does a lot of all the backups and stuff as well. So Zach's the lead singer, and then in this track you'll hear Tom. And I think this is The Great Collapse we're going to play.
Cool.
Track number two.
I love that song.
Track number two off the Zolas... The Zolas CD here is called Tick Tock Tick.
I believe Zach does musical theater as well.
He is, yeah. Zach's also an actor and musical theater guy. I think he was out in Saskatchewan doing a show a while back. And so these guys have been touring all over the place. They've been playing a lot with We Are the City. And who else have they been on tour with? Can't really remember off the top of my head at the moment. But
Blanking.
Blanking. It's this new band called Blanking. No, just kidding. Fantastic band. If you haven't checked them out, you definitely should. So this song's called The Great Collapse.
Cool. All right. Here comes the Zolas.
About you the other night, we were there and people started to die. The seas rose to a terrible height, but we survived. Yes, we survived.
I don't know why.
We watched the grass fly open the cracks, the birds returned, the nights went black. Yeah, we were lovers in the great collapse. I knew you well. Now I can't sleep and I can't say no. Civilization ain't got no soul. The tick-tock tick's out of control.
It's true.
I knew you well.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and Discorder Magazine and Vivo Media present The Extreme Animals Sit Down. Music is a question with no answer. Extreme Animals present a mashup of live music, video, stage theatrics, and global meltdowns. Their newest performance delves into the world of tween culture and the current obsession with the infinite hall of mirrors known as Forever Young. The Extreme Animals Sit Down. Music is a question with no answer. Sunday, September 12th, 8 p.m. is reception. Show at 9 p.m. at Vivo, 1965 Main Street. Brought to you by CITR and Discorder Magazine.
All right, we're back on Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I currently have on the line right now Mr. Michael Jarvis of the Deep Cove Stage. Michael, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here. Yes. Hello, Mark. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
Yeah, not too badly. You know, in the midst of the few days before opening, you know what that's like.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yes. In fact, I'm sitting live in studio with a band that has a little bit of a theater experience as well. So I'm sure that
I can relate.
Yes,
to opening, absolutely. I know what that's all about, and all the things that need to get done, and getting ready to present your show in front of a live audience.
That's right. Yeah. So it's heavy rehearsals. That's why. Yeah, this little croak you hear is after a late rehearsal last night.
Yeah.
But it's all coming together. And, I mean, it's the first time that actually the Deep Cove Stage and the First Impressions Theatre have got together. And we've kind of mixed up the talent and everything. And we've got a great show of music and comedy. There's some locally written skits by Darian Edgeley. He's a local playwright. And, we take a little bit of fun on the locals down here and you know, which everybody can relate to. And then it's surrounded with some music and, lots of lights and this kind of thing. And it's a great show. It's just one of those where you want to come and relax and have a laugh and listen to some music. And, that's what we're trying to do. And I think that's what we've got going here.
Awesome. So this is kicking open the doors this next Wednesday, is that right?
Yeah, we start on September 15th at 8 p.m. and it runs through to October the 2nd, and we go Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday and Saturday 8 p.m. each evening.
Nice.
And I'll just throw in that tickets can be bought online at www.deepcovestage.com. Or you can call 604-929-9456. And the Deep Cove Shore Theatre, for all those who haven't been there, it's tucked away right on the main street in Deep Cove on Gallant Avenue. If you drive into North Vancouver and out to Deep Cove, you cannot miss the theatre. It's right on the left-hand side. If you go too far, you'll be in the water. Put it So,
awesome.
Yeah, we'll look forward to it. There's a lot of people coming out. And, hey, if you want a fun evening and relax with some music and whatever, come and see us sometime between September 15 and October 2.
Nice. So you, Mike, you're the representation for the Deep Cove Stage, but also Mr. Jim Hebb, who is more or less known for his work with the First Impressions. Is this the first time that you guys have worked together to collaborate on a project?
Yes, it is. In this, like, I hate to say it, but I'm the comedic director, and he's the musical director. So
okay.
It's worked out quite well.
So yeah. It's going to be pretty funny then.
Well, we hope so. You know, his music will be hilarious. No, I'm kidding. I think it's worked well because we both have our own little thing, and that's what we've concentrated on.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's good for, you know, the two theaters have been together for 18 years in the same building, and this is the first time we've actually got together and said, hey, let's produce a show and take all our talent and see what we can do, and I think it's really going to be fun.
Nice. Well, I am looking forward to see it.
Good. Yeah. Well, we'll hope you come on down.
Nice.
Yeah. So there you go. Well, I appreciate you giving me a shout about this, and I hope all your listeners will, if they haven't been to Deep Cove, come on over. Come and take a look. You'll find it's BC's best-kept little secret.
Yes.
Oh, I shouldn't say too much, should I? Everybody will come, and it won't be a secret anymore. Yeah, as you know, there's lots of restaurants and everything down the street, so they can come and have dinner and make an evening of it. Mm. You know, go to the Arms Reach right down on the corner, go and have dinner, come in and see the show.
Yeah, for sure. Go for a little canoe or kayak, and then have some dinner, and then go watch some live theater.
That's it. You can make a day of it, in fact.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cool. So there we go. And, you know, as I say, one of the interesting things about this is we do have some original sketches which are written by a local playwright who's got a great sense of humor. So I think you'll enjoy those.
Yes, Darian Edgler, a award-winning...
That's him.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's actually... For interest's sake, I mean, there's Lee Richards, who works with the comedy company, is with us. We've got Bill Lorre, we've got Pam Jones, Cheryl Hebb, Gail Traynor, Nick Murphy, and Mike Morabito. And as you know, they're all very talented people. So they hopefully will make me look good.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thanks for filling us in on that. It's a Random Laughter running September 15th to October 2nd at the Deep Cove Shaw Theater. So go check it out. DeepCoveStage.com.
So, yeah, www.deepcovestage.com. That's great. Yeah. Thank you very much, Mark. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
Okay, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the show.
Yeah, you certainly will.
Thanks very much.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Bye now.
All right, that was Mike Jarvis of the Deep Cove Stage talking about Random Laughter, a new show that's going to be happening at the Deep Cove Stage starting next Wednesday. But as for right now, we have about 10 minutes left here on Friday Sunrise before Marie steps in for a synchronicity spiritual talk for your mind, body, and soul. So we're going to see if we can squeeze a couple more songs out of... Reggie Blackout.
Sure.
Live in studio.
Maybe one more live, maybe one more from our EP. We'll see how it goes, I guess.
All right, yeah, and we'll see how the time works out.
Well, this is a song from The Leap, and it's the last track on the CD. It's called Transformation. It's a song about change and sort of trying to find yourself and being open to change, open to sort of the unknown.
The unknown. darkness of the dawn lingers. No words can describe.
Awesome, that sounds great. That's you guys are harmonies. You're nailing the harmonies there pretty good.
Thanks.
Good work. Cool. Well, that that just about wraps us up, I guess. That was a transformation off of your first release.
Yeah.
The Leap. The Leap, that's it.
Reggie Blackout took the leap.
Awesome. Well, I just want to say thanks again, guys, for coming in.
Thank you so much.
And
don't
forget to check out Reggie Blackout online at reggieblackout.com.
REDGY blackout.com.
Right.
Yep.
Spelling is important.
Absolutely.
And your next show coming up, October 2nd at Café du Soleil.
Ben oui.
With Bodie Jones.
With Bodie Jones, indeed. Yes, the fantastic Bodie Jones. So come on down. It's an all-ages show. It'll probably start sometime around 9 o'clock. There'll be a small cover, but trying to raise some money right now for our tour. So yes. Please come out and support.
Exactly. And will people be able to pick up your latest EP, Meet You on the Other Side, there? Or
absolutely.
Are you just keeping it secret?
No, it's for sale right now, but like I said, it's not released into the online world. It is only right. available through physical copies through
okay.
us at the moment.
Cool.
So.
Well, I guess I'm pretty lucky to have one myself.
There you go, yeah.
Hope you enjoy.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I just want to say thank you for listening to another edition of Friday Sunrise. Don't forget, you can check out the podcast at CITR.ca or on vanmusic.ca, another great resource for local independent music. You can also listen to us streaming online at CITR.ca. And if you're on the old Facebook, we do have a Facebook page, and you can check out either Friday Sunrise or Reggie Blackout on there as well, because
absolutely.
They will keep you updated as to what's happening.
We've got Facebook, too.
Yes.
Find us on Facebook.
And also keep your eyes open. Who knows? Scott might be in a local theater production, too. Who knows in the future? But as for now, nothing set in stone.
No, nothing yet. Nothing yet.
Or you can find them on television every once in a while, too.
Absolutely. Or you can, you know, join my Facebook page. I've got a fan page, so, yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Didn't the girl start a Scott Perry fan club?
I think so, actually. Jolina, if you're listening, I love you.
Awesome. All right, well, I guess we're going to leave with a track from your EP, Meet You on the Other Side. It's going to be your title track, which also, I will mention again, has a wicked music video on your MySpace as well as on your website for Like Penguins Do.
Yes.
Very catchy tune. I highly suggest listening to it. So here we go.
Here we go. Jeremy on the banjo. I'm playing a little kazoo in there, so enjoy.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks again, guys.
It's you, it's you, it's you.
other side. I wanna be on the other side with you, yeah. With you, yeah, with you. Oh. One night I care in the world when I'm with my girl, walking along the ocean blue. Yeah. Yeah, night I care in the world when I'm with my girl, loving her like penguins do. Whoa. I found my love on the other side.